Welcome to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Climate change is happening, so what are people doing about it? What can people do about it? Later on the program, we'll talk about the tough ethical choices people are facing every day around the environment. But first, this week, the state Republican Party filed a lawsuit to stop a voter-approved redistricting process, which includes an independent commission drawing Michigan's legislative and congressional districts. Here to explain the reasoning for the challenge is Stu Sandler, general counsel for the Michigan Republican Party. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So what is the reasoning behind this lawsuit?
Well, if you take a look at the structure that was passed, we believe that it violates association rights, First Amendment rights, equal protection rights, and it's unconstitutional, it's unfair for both the Republican Party and for political parties in general and its members.
In what way? Explain it to me. Break it down.
Sure. I think one of the ways is that the Republican Party, by history and by constitutional role, has always been allowed to define who associates with it and who represents it, and the Democratic Party in the same way. That's why in most cases we're involving election law, you will have a Republican Party actually appoint the persons involved. Michigan has taken up an independent redistricting committee. The problem with it, it says who is allowed to represent the Republican Party on it. That the Republican Party really doesn't have a role in saying who its membership is. And in every other state that set this up, either Republican Party or elected officials have selected that, or they've used voter registration history that's shown that people have very specific alliance with the Republican Party and to represent the interests of them in this process.
The Associated Press quoted the executive director of Voters Not Politicians, the group that put this issue on the ballot, as saying, those who have the most power to lose will do whatever they can to keep hold of it. So is the question, is this simply a matter of the Republican Party wanting to stay in power?
No, and they recognized when setting up the structure that the Republican Party has an interest. That's why they gave four Republican commissioners. What they did not do was give the Republican Party or any members that are affiliated with it any ability to select or have an influence in the process of selecting their representatives. Every other state that's set up a commission like this has done so. It's a flaw in the way they set this up, and frankly, the onus is on them.
This is the second lawsuit filed by Republicans to block this independent commission or this process from drawing the maps. Why these separate suits?
That one is done by private plaintiffs. This one is done by the chair of the Republican Party and the Republican Party and officers from the Republican Party to represent a little different claims. But there are also equal protection claims, because what this also does is prevent people from exercising their ability to be on this commission. That one should have a history and experience to be on the commission, but two, also precludes them from being it if they're related to someone, which is another violation of the Constitution.
Attorney General Dana Nessel talks about that first one. She actually filed a brief with the court that says this is essentially no different than excluding people from jury duty who have a relationship to the parties or have a stake in the outcome of the case. What do you think of that argument?
I think her argument doesn't hold water. She's saying this is a conflict of interest. But in fact, like I said, there are four commissioners who are supposed to represent the Republican Party. That means the Republican Party has an interest in this. And what she's doing is trying to prevent the Republican Party from having any ability to choose who represents it or interact with them during the process, except in very minor circumstances. And that, frankly, is unconstitutional.
This redistricting process was approved by 61% of Michigan voters. You indicate that it's flawed, but what does that 61% tell you?
That there are people who were willing to vote in a proposal that they frankly didn't know was flawed. This, you know, regardless of how this was voted in, who voted in, it's unconstitutional, and therefore it can't be implemented.
Will the Republican Party or members of the party be filing any more lawsuits against the new redistricting process?
I can only answer for the lawsuit that we filed. We believe that it's unconstitutional, it's unfair, and that's why we filed this lawsuit.
The Supreme Court decided that it's not getting involved in the redistricting process. That's something for the states. But these lawsuits are filed in federal court.
Well, what the federal courts, what the U.S. Supreme Court decided was that voters could take a remedy into their hands if they want to apply redistricting. But this remedy that voters have voted for is unconstitutional, and it's unconstitutional by equal protection and by First Amendment and right of association. By the First and 14th Amendment, we believe this is unconstitutional and that the Supreme Court will see those flaws and will rule it unconstitutional.
Do you believe that Michigan has a problem with gerrymandering?
I think right now we're open to a process on how to redistrict. It just has to be fair and constitutional.
Stu Sandler is general counsel for the Michigan Republican Party. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.